get started. So we're studying the Maharal in Sefer Gvuras Hashem, Perek Mem Zayin, as the Maharal discusses the Pasuk in Bishalach, how because of what they saw at Yamsuf, the Jewish people gained Emuna. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo. On page Kuf Pei Aleph, in these editions of the Maharal's Gevuras Hashem, left-hand side. Ushlosha pa'amim ne'amar vayaminu. That in return, that as we examine the psukim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we find that the word emunah and the idea of showing and proving emunas Hashem for Am Yisrael's sake, it occurs three times, and each is a particular facet of emunah. Ushloisha pa'amim ne'amar vayaminu. Ka'asher ba Moshe lig'ol osam. The first time when Moshe initially is sent to redeem the Jewish people, ne'amar vayamein ha'om vayishmu ki fakad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael v'chi ra'a on yom. The people believed that Moshe was indeed being sent. They believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was now going to begin the process of redeeming them. That's the first time it says Vayamein, Vayamein Ha'am. The second one is Ube Kriyas Yamsuf. In the case of Kriyas Yamsuf, in this week's parasha in Bishalach, Ne'emar Vayaminu B'Hashem V'Moshe Avdo. And Ve'etzel Har Sinai, in Parshas Yisro, Ne'emar, Hine Anochi Ba'elacho Ba'av Ha'anon, I'm coming to you, Moshe, in the thick darkness of the cloud, l'man yishma ha'om b'dabri imach. The people will hear when I speak with you and when I command the Aseres Hadibros. V'gam b'cho ya'aminu la'olam. And that's the third emunah. Hare gimel emunos. So we have shalosh emunos, three cardinals of faith. Shinizbaru b'yitzias Mitzray. These are three basic, fundamental concepts of emunah that were made clear to us and that were conveyed to us right before, during, and then right after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Veda, you should know, ki shalosh emunos heim yisod hadas. These three emunos, these three articles of faith, are the foundation of our theological system. They are theological basics. If one of them falls, if one of them is taken away, the whole religion won't work. The whole idea of God and man, as we understand it, is done in. And he explains. So achas, he hashgacha. One, and this is the first, it's hashgacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every aspect of man's existence. Shehu mashgiach b'tachtonim, that there is divine providence, that he is constantly involved and interactive with what's happening here on earth. V'lo kimo she'omrim haminim, as opposed to what those of other sects and non-believers say, quote, azav Hashem es ha'aretz. You know, God may have created the world, but now he's abandoned it. That's not true. She'im kein, word it so, l'manavay da'isai. Why would we bother serving him? Achar she'ein mashgiach b'tachtonim, l'fkeid es ma'aseihem. He's not going to take us to account. There is nothing he wants or expects of us, and nothing that will be done for our benefit if we do or do not abide by his wishes. So that is very, very important. The idea that we have a responsibility to Hashem and that He will respond to us. That is, that we have a relationship of that kind, where He is with Hashgacha Pratis, overseeing, watching, and handling each of us in our lives and doing for us as He knows is best. That's number one. Number two, Emuna Hashenis, Shehakol Hu Biyad Hashem. Second, the Emuna that everything is in His hands, that everything is possible. There is nothing in the world that He cannot do. There is no area, nothing that does not include His deciding that it be so. Wherever He is in this world, there is something. Everything in this world is in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is Makomo Shel Olam. Nothing is without Him. Ve'ein davar chutz mimenu. V'zehu emunas mitzios Hashem Yisbarach. That is the basic emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makomo Shel Olam. The world and everything that's created is willed by Him to exist literally moment to moment. Everything exists in the context of His being and of His reality. Everyone will believe that there is a God. But this is that everything is Hashem. Everywhere is Hashem. God forbid you should think that there's some place or some area or some event that is without Him. Therefore, emunas mitzius Hashem yisbarach shehu hakol. Therefore, this is the basic idea that He is everything and everywhere. He is ubiquitous. Ve'ein davar chutz mimenu yisbarach. There is nothing that is without Him. Emuna hashlishes, and the third basic idea of emuna is Sheyidaber Hashem Yisparach Es HaAdam, that God speaks to man, that Hashem spoke to us at Har Sinai. V'yitn lo Torah, v'zehu emunas Torah min Hashemayim. So there are three basic ideas of emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved and responsive to us, and what happens here on earth and what happens to us is because Hashem is responding to how and what we do, how we live and what we do. The second is that there is no event and no place that is without Him. The second idea of Emunah is that He is in all and in every aspect of the physical world and in all places and in all circumstances. And the third cardinal Emunah, the cardinal faith of Torah Min HaShemayim, He has asked us, He has spoken to us, He has conveyed His mitzvos to us. Now, we're going to go back and look at these three as they are found in the Psukim. Ulekach, kasher ba Moshe ligol osam, when Moshe is initially sent to redeem us, v'ra Hashem anyam, and he says to the Jewish people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching, and he sees what the Egyptians are doing to you, and he cares very much about it, and he's going to free you, and he's going to punish them. And now it's clear, Moshe says, you have not been abandoned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not in any way gone, so to speak, without caring to respond to what's happening to you. He has not abandoned you. Ne'amar, it says, Vaya'aminu, they believed. Right? Vaya'amin ha'am, ki pokad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael, v'chira es onyam. V'zehu emunas ha-hashgacha. This is emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, that He cares, and that He responds to what man does. That is emuna number one. Next, number two, ubekriyas Yamsuf. At Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proves that all of the earth, everything, is within His grasp. Everything is in his hands. Everything is as he wishes it to be, if he wishes it to be. Ubekriyas Yamsuf noda lehem amitas mitzius Hashem yisparach. She'ein davar yotze mimenu yisparach v'hakol hu b'rishuso u'b'yicholto. Everything is in his hands. It's all his prerogative. After all, most of earth is covered with water. And Yam Suf is connected to all of the oceans. In the previous paragraph, that's the point that the Maharal makes, that most of the earth is covered with water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took water and turned it into dry land. He turned it into the very opposite of what water is, showing that he has complete mastery over all of this earth. Kemoshe Hisbar, as was explained in the previous paragraph, Ulekach Nemar, and that's why it says Vayaminu BaHashem. They had emuna in Hashem and understood that all of this universe is His, and all of the universe is just, so to speak, sharing its presence. All that exists in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubematan Torah, finally the third emuna, Bematan Torah ksiv, v'gam b'cha ya'aminu la'olam, that there will be a belief and faith in Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded Torah through Moshe, and that he has commanded Torah and speaks to us through Moshe and later on through various Nevi'im. Harei emuna shlishis. V'harei b'yitzias Mitzrayim rotz Hashem Yisbaruch l'haknois lahem kol emunois amitiyos. He is giving over to us that we shall gain these three cardinals of faith. Shezehu ikur ha-moifsim she'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Mitzrayim kedei she'yaminu kol emunois amitiyos. And then he goes on to say how, based on a fascinating Gemara in Maseches Erevin, that if any of these three emunos are missing, if someone doesn't have full faith in any of these emunos, so, as he said before, the entire theological framework and structure of our Judaism is destroyed. And what the Gemara says is that there are three gateways, three openings to Gehenna. One at Yam, in the oceans, one in the desert, on dry land, and one specifically near Yerushalayim, or in Yerushalayim. And these three correspond to the three emunos which he just described. Watch. If you doubt them or deny them, ma ro'iloi ha-hefsed, then that person is, it's bedavar ma. If in any way you are mepakpek, you doubt, question these emunos, ro'iloi ha-hefsed, then you're going to, so to speak, suffer the consequences. You're going to be lost from amongst us. You are going to find your way to that Pesach, that opening of Gehenim. Amru b'perek sheni de'erevin, and daf yutes amud aleph, Amru b'rimbiyah bar-alazar, shloi shepsachim yesh le'gehenim, echad b'midbar, v'echad b'yom, v'echad b'Yerushalayim. There are three gateways to Gehenim. We should never get near them. One at the Yam, one in the desert, one in Yerushalayim. Dechsev, b'midbar, there's one in the midbar, as it says, in the case of Kerach v'Adasai, v'yerdu heim v'chol asher lehem chayim she'ola. They all went down into the earth that swallowed them up. Bayam, there's another Pesach in Gehenim at sea, Dixiv, as it says in Yonah, Mibeten Sheol Shivati Shemata Koili. From the stomach of the earth, you heard me and you answered me. Now, Yonah, as you know, was going to be swallowed up. Why? Because he tried to run away, as it were, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if there are some places or some means of escaping from him. And then the third is Yerushalayim, Dechsiv, as it says in Yeshayahu. This is a description of what would happen to Sancheriv of Asher, where the Assyrians were smitten overnight and their attempt to take Jerusalem failed. The Pasuk says, Asher Ur Lo B'Tzion, great fire in Tzion, V'Tanur Lo, and a great furnace of destruction that will destroy Sancheriv in Yerushalayim. V'tanu d'be'er de b'yishmael asher ur loy b'tzion zu gehenem v'tanu loy b'yishalayim zu pischa shel gehenem. So, if we skip a few lines to the next arrow, u'bir inyan zeh k'may shebi'arnu ki inyan mitzias Hashem yisbarach shehu yisbarach hakol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. V'ein mibalodov, this is noida lehem b'kriyas yamsuf. That's what the yamsuf stands for. And this is, of course, what happened to Yonah. Yonah said, let me try to somehow escape, as if somehow there's a way or a place where God will not have dominion. Impossible. And so that's why this Pesach of Gehenna is described by the Gemara as being at the Yam. Let's skip over to the next column on page Kuf Pei Beis. V'chein b'midbar, there's another Pesach of Gehenim at the Midbar. Ki mashenasen Hashem yizbarach haTorah b'midbar le'enei kol hurayu meifes al Hashem yizbarach noisein u'metzaveh haTorah. So the Pesach in the Midbar, the Pesach to Gehenim in the Midbar represents the important idea of not denying that Hashem speaks to us and spoke to us at Sinai and gave us the Torah. Shaharela ene kol diber im Israel. Is he spoke to us before all of the people? Man, woman, child, every one of us. Ukidichsiv hine anochi ba elacha ba'av ha'anon, ba'avur yishma ha'am bedabri imach, v'gam b'cho yaminu l'olam, and v'gam, Chazal tell us, is the rabos, kol ha'nevim sheyevo acherecha. All those to follow Moshe, they too are being, so to speak, confirmed that they are real and their message is from Hashem. So, if you doubt this, as Korach did, u'mishu mesupik b'zeh, yesh lo pesach l'gehenem. That's what happened to him. He ended up going down, swallowed up by the earth, at that Pesach of Gehenem in the Midbar. So that Pesach in the Midbar represents what happens if we deny that emuna in the Torah being Hashem's word. Emuna in Hashem giving us mitzvahs. Emuna, that Torah is min hashamayim. And then, again, skipping a few lines, middle of this column, v'achas b'Yerushalayim. And then there's a Pesach to Gehenim at Yerushalayim. Why? Because that's the Pesach concerning Hashgacha Pratis. That if we do mitzvahs, if we are good and fine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to us, and then, even more so, protects us. V'achas b'Yerushalayim, hi hashgachas Hashem yisparach ba'olam. That's the idea of the amuna that Hashem providentially interacts with, cares about, and protects us in this world. This you see in Jerusalem specifically because God watches over Yerushalayim. Tamid uchadiksiv, as it says, Al chomoisayich Yerushalayim hifkadeti shomrim, I have appointed watchmen. I have appointed angels to protect the walls of Yerushalayim. V'zeh shetiknu, and that's the reason why Chazal gave us specifically about Yerushalayim a bracha, peirei sukas shalom aleinu v'al kol amo Yisrael v'al Yerushalayim, as we recite this bracha on Leil Shabbos. Ki ha'ir hazos shomrohu Hashem Yisbarach, because Yerushalayim watches over Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over Yerushalayim. Tamid, at all times, im Hashem lo yishmer ir shav shakat shomer, as it says in Tehillim. V'davaz enir Yerushalayim kasher hoyu oisim retzane shel makum hoya Hashem Yisbarach mashgiach ala ir hazos shmer oisa. If we did the will of God correctly, that he watched over us in Yerushalayim. Ulefichach mevi hakasav l'rayin um Hashem asher ur loy b'tzion v'tanur loy b'Yerushalayim. So that's the pasuk that describes how Sancheriv was attacking and Hashem protected us from him. So, let's review. He said that there are three cardinal ideas of Emunah. The first, as was taught to us, when Moshe told us Hashem cares and He sees our plight and He will respond and He's going to set us free and He's going to punish the Egyptians. This is the Amuna that Hashem is a Mashgiach, that He has Hashgacha Pratis, that every one of us and that all events are watched over by Him, and that He cares very much and that He responds to us and responds to our deserve and responds to our prayers as well. The second idea of Amuna is that the Rabban Shlalom is in charge of and in control of and presents in all things and in all times and in all places. There is nothing that is without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There would be nothing without Him. This is Yamsuf. Vayiminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdu et Yamsuf. They saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, literally, of the waters, of the oceans, of the dry land, of the globe. And then at Har Sinai, as we're going to read next week in Parashas Yisro, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hine anochi bo elocha ba'av ha'anon, I'm going to come, speak to you, Moshe. V'gam b'cho ya'aminu la'olam, they will now believe that I gave Torah to you. This is the Emuna in Torah min Hashemayim, Emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has spoken to us and has commanded us the Torah. The Gemara in Erevin describes three openings to Gehenna. One at the Yam, at the sea, one in the desert, and one in Yerushalayim. The one in the desert is, of course, the one where Korach, because he denied Torah, min Hashemayim, he made his way through that opening to Gehenna. Yonah almost was swallowed up by the sea. That's the Pesach to Gehenna for those who deny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in all things, in all places, and in all circumstances. Where Yonah thought maybe he could run away from Hashem, hide from Hashem. And then there's a third Pesach to Gehenna in Yerushalayim, the city that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over. That's the Emuna in the idea of Hashgacha Pratis. So we have a beautiful Maharal here in which he's showing us that it says Emuna three times in the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, when Moshe is sent initially. At the final moment when we finally are free of Mitzrayim at Yamsuf, and then when we reach Har Sinai, which of course is the whole point of taking us from Mitzrayim to bring us to Har Sinai, so we should become His people and be commanded by the mitzvos, there Emuna in the word of Hashem, Emuna in Torah min Hashemayim. So these are the three places where it says Emuna, v'ya'amein ha'am, v'ya'aminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe avdoi, and then v'gam b'cho ya'aminu la'olam. So these are three ideas of Emuna. Now if we move on to the next page, we're almost done, on page Kuf Pei Gimel, the Maharal says a fascinating thing, just a beautiful idea. On Kuf Pei Gimel, on the second column on the left-hand side, again, I drew an arrow where we'll begin. Ukineged elu shalosh emunos shehem shiroshim v'yisod ledas. Corresponding to these three ideas of faith that are so basic to our religion and to our theology, tziva Hashem yisbarach b'shloish regalim. We are commanded with the three regalim, with the three Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. V'nikroim, and they're called regalim. Now, a regal means a time, but it also means a leg. Al shem shehem ragle hadas. They are the pillars and the feet. They're the legs on which our religion stands. Sh'omid aleihem hadas. Ki. Chag ha-Pesach bo'i noida shehu yizbarach kol yochol. Pesach is keneged the Amuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is possible, everything is possible, he can do everything, he is in all things. Ad Kriyas Yamsuf. The culmination, of course, is Kriyas Yamsuf on the Shvi'i Shel Pesach. As we said, that's what was proven at Yamsuf. Everything is in his hands, the entire world is his to do with how he wishes. Nothing that is without of him. The Chag HaShavuos, next comes Shavuos, by Noida Nesinas HaTorah. Of course, that is all about the day of giving Torah and the fact that the Torah is from Shemayim. And then Chag HaSukkos, it's all about Hashem's protection, Hashem's Hashkocha Pratis, Shehoshiv Oisom Ba'anane Kavod, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us and gave us shelter, B'Shmirasa, watching over us, V'zeh Meira Al HaHashgocha V'Hashmira Shehi Shehoya Aleihem V'le Ozav Oisom Shehoshiv Oisom B'Sukkos Shehi Hashmira V'Kamaisha Anu Oimrim Peirei Sukkah Shalom Aleinu V'Al Kol Amoy Yisrael V'Al Yerushalayim. So that we are the people protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what Sukkos is all about. Sukkos is all about how he protected us and took care of us. That's Amuna in Hashkacha, Amuna in how individually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us and his providential hand is in control. He beautifully goes on to show that, of course, we have Pare HaChag, that we bring Karbanos representing the other nations of the world, diminishing each day, 13, 12, 11, each day one less. And then finally, in Shmini Atzeres, there are no karbanos of that kind. The only karban represents us, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has spared us and watched us and protected us from the umos. So we have the three ideas of emuna in the three regalim. Pesach, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hakol yochol, that he is in all things and in everything, and that there is nothing that is not in his hands, nothing that he cannot do. That's the emuna that we celebrate in Pesach. And the emuna of Shavuos, of course, is Matan Torah, that he speaks to us, spoke to us, gave us the Torah. And emuna Sukkah is about the emuna in Hashgacha, that he watches over us and that he interacts with us and responds to us, that he is involved in what we call Schar V'Onesh, rewarding us and punishing the wicked. So these are the three emunos that are so basic to our faith, to being a Jewish nation. And these are the emunos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us, showed us, and put on display for us, beginning with Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responding to us, freeing us, punishing the Egyptians. That's Hashgacha. Then at Kriyas Yamsa, showing that the entire world, the globe, the planet, the universe is in his hands. And then finally, that he speaks to us. At Matan Torah, on Har Sinai, he spoke to us, he commanded us. Torah is Min HaShemayim. These are the three basic ideas of Amunah, and these are the cardinals of faith which HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced to us as we were in and then left Eretz Mitzrayim.